This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing in Normal. Grainfield Marketing can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at grainfield.com.
And it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, March wheat opened at 497, down 12 and 3 quarters on the open. May, 509, down 8. At the Board of Trade in Chicago, March wheat opened at 486, down 15 on the open. May, 496, down 12. July, 483, down 14 and a half. September, 488, down 9. December, $5, down 12 on the open. March corn opened at 382, down 8 and 3 quarters on the open. May, 388, down 10 and a half. July, 394 and a half, down 8. September, 380, down 6 and a half. December, 366, down 8 and 3 quarters. March, 375, down 4 and 3 quarters on the open. March oats opened at 275, up 4 on the open. May, 277 unchanged. January soybeans opened at 675, down 8.5 on the open. March, 691, down 6.25. May, 702, down 7.5. July, 715, down 5.5. August, 720, down 5. November, 732, down 8 on the open. January soybean meal opened at 189.20, down 270 on the open. March, 195.30, down 160. January soybean oil opened at 28.98, down 28 on the open. March, 29.40, down 30. At the Merck, January feeders open at 110, up 50 on the open. March, 99.25, up 87.5. April, 99.50, up 60. May, 140, up 70 on the open. February live cattle open at 93.30, up 80 on the open. April, 94.50, up 72.5. June, 89.80, up 50. August, 88.65, up 55 on the open. February lean hogs open at 61.25, down 45 on the open. April, 65.20, down 32.5. May, 70.50, down 50. June, 73.45, unchanged on the open. And February pork bellies open at 91.65, down 12.5 on the open.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Doug Slayton in Galesburg at 309-341-5003. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us now on the telephone to talk about the markets is Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Dave, and Happy New Year from ADMIS in Oakland, Illinois.
Happy New Year to you too, Paul. Let's begin on the Merck side and ask you whether the strength in cattle has to do with the snow in the plains.
Well, it doesn't hurt anything. And the big factor there is obviously there's probably some cattle that, have been hurt. The calf crop's probably been hurt with a tremendous snowstorm, and we understand there's some surveillance planes, and there's some relief effort of trying to get hay to the livestock. The other thing is it probably has done some damage to the finishing area, and probably there hasn't been some cattle that'll be finished or go into the processing side. Because of the big transportation snarl, and that's indirectly friendly to the cattle. Weight loss is also a factor, and of course, cattle are hard to take care of. Whereas the hogs are a little different story; they can get to market, and that's basically what we're seeing in that big market.
Turn our attention to the Chicago Board of Trade. First open outcry / electronic trade day of the new year, and prices are significantly lower this morning. Will they stabilize at these levels that we've seen after the opening bell?
You know, isn't it? It is historic. And, of course, we go clear back to last Friday. We understood that, you know, traders were anticipating some weakness, and we actually saw a good, you know, some good strength. You know, obviously the last short of 2006 finally said, I surrender, and came into the marketplace. We do know a couple things here to answer your question very quickly. We do know that the farmer did sell a lot of corn too early. He finished up the selling at above $3 and when he was harvesting out of the field. And basically, the corn is out of the farmer's hands to some extent, to a great extent. And it's in the hedged hands. And whenever that happens, you know, it's in stronger hands, and as a result, the end user at some point in time is going to have to pay up for that corn, and that's a very positive sign. And number two is stealing thunder from Wayne Nelson. We know a billion bushel corn carryover isn't quite a billion bushel like it used to be, in the fact that these industrial use plants need corn and need inventory to carry them from one crop year to the next. And, you know, that's a given. And the third thing here in the corn market that we feel very strongly about is, and Jerry Golke touched about it this weekend, is that we do think the final production is going to be smaller. And how in the world can you have more cattle, and how in the world can you have more hogs and have poor usage is beyond my wildest dream. So we do think that the usage is going to be pretty good. We're building ethanol plants, and we are exporting corn. And the other wizardry we see is gee whiz, China selling corn out of their corn inventory to push the prices down so their exporters can meet export demand. You know, that's another thing. So we don't think that this market has got too much on the downside. The problem is that wheat was too high, and it's hard to sell wheat in the world market, and that's an indirect problem to corn. But to answer your question, no, we don't think corn has got too much on the downside.
And then reading between the lines, corn more supported than beans and wheat?
Well, you know, wheat is a problem, mainly because it's hard to export it in the world market. The beans is a little different animal in the fact that we don't think the South American farmer put on as much lime, put on as much fertilizer, and probably didn't plant the acreage. And China still seems to be a big buyer of those commodities in the world. And the farmer still has basic control of the soybeans, and with a smaller crop of acreage planted and of corn this coming year, we are indirectly somewhat friendly to the soybean market at this level, too. I don't really think we're looking at a major commodity crash. And three reasons: we've got gold and silver higher, we've got a stock market that's absolutely going through the roof, not only in the U.S., but the world. So there is some good financial times that we are looking in the world market.
Do the dropping copper prices ring any bells for you?
Well, it doesn't, because it was an overpriced commodity, way overpriced in relationship. Some people are yelling that that's a factor, but we really don't sense that that's a problem at this time.
And so we have the USDA report a week from Friday. What are your anticipations?
Well, we do think that the crop size is going to be smaller, both in corn and both in soybeans, and that should augur well for the production. We think that the crop, there was the later planted corn east of the Mississippi that was replanted. The yields dropped off the end of the earth. There was a lot of corn yet to be harvested in Indiana and Ohio and parts of Illinois. And those yields didn't come through very well. And we also don't find a lot of prepaying of fertilizer of any big historic dynamic nature that would indicate a major increase in corn acres. It's just normal, and usually when you hit a home run, you try to maybe put expenses in one year over the other, and we don't really sense that that was done in a big time this year.
Certainly with the expectation that in the spring those fertilizer prices could be a lot higher.
Fertilizer, that's one of the stories we do pick up, that fertilizer prices could be higher. It's always amazing why that happens with LP gas being as cheap as it is and as anticipatory as the fertilizer industry should be. In other words, when they think that they're going to be able to sell a lot more, you would have thought they would have bought a bigger inventory of that commodity at a cheaper price to help their farmer friends. So we hope that some of that's been pre-bought and prepaid for by some of the suppliers so they don't have to really pass on a big price increase to the farmer. But that is a debate that we do here in the countryside.
Thank you much, Paul.
Have a profitable day.
You too. Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois.
Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM. With every kernel, every grain, every seed, ADM sees possibilities to improve everyday life. ADM, resourceful by nature.
Lead options, March wheat in Chicago, 487 down 14. March corn, 382 down 8 and a quarter. January beans, 675 and a half down 8. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.